Chapter 14. Happy the man whose mouth brings him no grief, who is not stung by remorse for sin. Happy the man whose conscience does not reproach him, who has not lost hope. The use of wealth. Wealth ill becomes the mean man, and to the miser, of what use is gold? What he denies himself, he collects for others, and in his possessions a stranger will revel. To whom will he be generous who is stingy with himself, and does not enjoy what is his own? None is more stingy than he who is stingy with himself. He punishes his own miserliness. If ever he is generous, it is by mistake, and in the end he displays his greed. In the miser's opinion, his share is too small. He refuses his neighbor and brings ruin on himself. The miser's eye is rapacious for bread, but on his own table he sets it stale. My son, use freely whatever you have, and enjoy it as best you can. Remember that death does not tarry, nor have you been told the grave's appointed time. Before you die, be good to your friend, and give him a share in what you possess. Deprive not yourself of present good things. Let no choice portion escape you. Will you not leave your riches to others, and your earnings to be divided by lot? Give, take, and treat yourself well, for in the nether world there are no joys to seek. All flesh grows old like a garment. The age-old law is, all must die. As with the leaves that grow on a vigorous tree, one falls off and another sprouts. So with the generations of flesh and blood, one dies and another is born. All man's works will perish in decay, and his handiwork will follow after him. The search for wisdom and its blessings. Happy the man who meditates on wisdom and reflects on knowledge, who ponders her ways in his heart and understands her paths, who pursues her like a scout and lies in wait at her entryway, who peeps through her windows and listens at her doors, who encamps near her house and fastens his tent pegs next to her walls, who pitches his tent beside her and lives as her welcome neighbor, who builds his nest in her leafage and lodges in her branches, who takes shelter with her from the heat and dwells in her home.